This fall, as thousands of hunters head into the Roaring Fork Valley's backcountry, they may find more mountain lions but fewer elk. Here are the details of this year's hunting landscape. Residents and visitors in the Roaring Fork Valley this summer saw more wildlife than ever before, with moose sightings in town, mountain lions on the Rio Grande Trail, and bears in all the usual places. But more animals does not necessarily mean more hunting, says Perry Will of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW. While the population of mountain lions and their encounters with humans continue to grow, hunting of the big cats has not increased in recent years. The state sets a quota, the maximum number of lions that can be killed in each geographical area. But Will says the hunters here are not filling those quotas.
Increased lion population is, I think, a cause for concern in and around our communities. If we were more successful with hunters filling the quota each year, we would probably increase it. With increased lion hunting, then it does make lions have more of a fear of humans.
This time of year is crucial for CPW, the state agency responsible for studying and managing wildlife, and for selling hunting licenses. Spokesman Mike Boris explains that hunting is the primary source of revenue for the agency.
Populations of wildlife in Colorado are managed through hunting. It's a very big, a very important part of Colorado's economy.
In a 2014 study, CPW found that hunting and associated tourism generates a total of $45 million in Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin counties. The industry also sustains around 600 jobs in those areas. Statewide, hunting contributes nearly $1 billion to the economy. This year, CPW plans to shrink the elk herd because the habitat can't sustain current numbers. Some of this reduction will be through hunting, but much will happen naturally. Perry Will says the number of calves that survive winter has fallen by about 50%. The public lands that are prime elk habitat are closed to recreation from December through May or June, and Will says it's important that people stay away.
I mean, when we have these winter closures on our public lands, that's why, to protect wintering wildlife, and that's their tough time of year. That's the stress time. You make it or break it in winter.
As the herd shrinks, there will be fewer animals to hunt, so hunters can expect to see fewer licenses for elk in coming years. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.